This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 479 in the series. This session shares the Franklin Mass Board of Health meeting held on Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. The meeting was conducted in a hybrid format. Some of the health department were in the municipal building. The remainder, the committee, and the public were remote via conference bridge, all to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda and to my notes. The meeting recording runs around 22 minutes. So let's listen to the Board of Health meeting of Wednesday, March 3.
All right, ready?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Google Meets is not my friend on my work computer. All right, let me pull the script up. All right, so we are now going to start the March 3rd meeting of the Franklin Board of Health. Begin at 5 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, March 3rd. As a preliminary matter, this is Bridget Sweet. Please permit me to confirm that all members and persons anticipated on the agenda are present and can hear me. Members, when I state your name, please respond in the affirmative. Tim Cochran?
Here.
And Jeff Harris?
Here.
Staff, when I call your name, please respond in the affirmative. Director of Public Health, Kathleen Liberty?
Here.
Health Agent Ginny?
Here.
Administrative support, Tyler.
Here.
Thank you.
Bridget, can you just add Danica Cucci to your roll call?
Yep. Okay. Danica Cucci, are you here?
Well, yeah. Turn your mic on.
It's not working.
All right. So, yes, she's here. I'll answer for her.
She's right here. I can hear her.
All right. So good evening. This open meeting of the Franklin Board of Health is being conducted remotely, consistent with Governor Baker's executive order of March 12th, 2020, due to the current state of emergency in the Commonwealth from the outbreak of the COVID-19 virus. In order to mitigate the transmission of this virus, we've been advised and directed by the Commonwealth to suspend public gatherings. And as such, the governor's order suspends the requirement of the open meeting law to have all meetings in a publicly accessible physical location. Furthermore, all members of the public body are allowed and encouraged to participate remotely. This order, which you can find posted with the agenda materials for this meeting, allows public bodies to meet entirely remotely, so as long as reasonable public access is afforded and that the public can follow along with the deliberations of this meeting. Ensuring public access does not always ensure public participation. However, as required or as necessary, we will feature public comment. For this meeting, the Franklin Board of Health is convened by telephone video conference via the Google Meets application as posted on the town's website, identifying how the public may join. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and that some attendees are participating by video conference. Accordingly, please be aware that other folks may be able to see you and take care not to screen share your computer. Anything you broadcast may be captured by this meeting. All supporting materials that have been provided to the members of the Board of Health are available on the town website unless otherwise noted. The public is encouraged to follow along using the posted agenda unless otherwise noted. Meeting business ground rules. Before we turn to the first item of the agenda, please permit me to cover some ground rules effective and for clear conduct of our business and to ensure accurate meeting minutes. I, the chair, will introduce each speaker on the agenda. After they conclude their remarks, the chair will go down the line of members, inviting them each by name to provide any additional comment, question, or motion. Further, please remember to mute your phone or computer when you are not speaking. Please remember to speak clearly and in a way that helps generate accurate minutes, so not like me. For any response, please wait till the chair yields the floor to you and state your name before speaking. And if members wish to engage in colloquy, please do so through the chair, taking care to identify yourself. For items of public comment, after members have spoken, the chair will afford public comment as follows. The chair will ask members of the public who wish to speak to identify their name and address only. Once the chair has a list of all public commentators, I will call on each by name and afford 3 minutes for any comments. Finally, each and all vote taken tonight will be conducted by a roll call vote. Whew. All right, so first item on the agenda is the minutes from our February 3rd, 21 meeting. Tim and Jeff, were you able to review the minutes prior to meeting tonight?
Yes, I had the opportunity to review the minutes. No questions or comments.
Jeff?
Same here.
Heard. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
Motion to accept the February 3rd, 2020 minutes, 2021 minutes as presented. Holy Moses.
You're a second.
I second it.
All right, so all in favor, Tim?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. So the minutes are accepted as presented. Thank you, Kathleen and Ginny, for that. And now we will move into old business, which I have somewhere on the agenda. Do we have old business?
No.
No old business. Sweet. So with that being said, I'll move on to new business and ask for an update from Kathleen.
Sure. Thank you. So first on the agenda for new business is COVID-19 vaccine update. So the last couple of weeks, the DPH has asked us to partner with the housing authority in our town to prepare to vaccinate the residents there. And so I did. I partnered with Lisa Audette from the Franklin Housing Authority. We submitted what we needed to the state, and we were allotted 200 vaccines. So we received those yesterday, actually. They were delivered to the fire department, and they're being stored there. So our first clinic is scheduled for this Friday. I'm not sure if I already told you this or not, but just a recap if I am. So we're going to be doing this clinic for them, and really it's our last clinic. Basically, we can't be allotted any more vaccine. DPH has, taken away our position on this, and they want mass vaccination sites, which obviously you all know about. So this will be the last vaccine clinic the last vaccine allotment that we can request. So we're going to be vaccinating 109 residents on Friday. So with the help of the fire department and our local doctor, we're able to do this, and wonderful volunteers that we have built a relationship with since the first responders clinics. So all should go well.
Kathleen, are you using PrepMod to register the residents, or how are you guys registering them?
We are not. So we are doing it very simple. Lisa Audette has made a spreadsheet of who is attending, and then she will actually schedule them every 10 minutes, basically. So we're just having her do it. We didn't want to go crazy with PrepMod or anything like that. MIAS has a roster template. So Danica and Tyler will be entering the information straight into this Excel spreadsheet for MIAS, which for Jeff and Tim, if you don't know, it's a software system that the state has where you enter the information for vaccines, so they can track, the lot number and what arm it was in, and all this, and who, what, and where information gets put in. So we'll be getting that right on site, Bridget, and then we'll upload that roster to MIAS on Monday.
And I'm sorry, one more question. You should be able to, right, do their second dose as well? Or is this already their second dose?
No, this is their first dose. And as of yesterday, DPH said that we may not get it within that 28 days.
Right, but you can get it within 42 days, right? So,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. And thank you.
We're going to schedule it anyways for April 2nd, I believe, but we'll see what happens.
Kathleen, you said that you had 109 residents that were set up to get the vaccine, and you had 200 vaccines. What's going to happen with the rest of the vaccines?
So long story short, we have been collecting names from individuals 75 years and older. And so Danica and the senior center have been calling to see who still needs to be vaccinated and who doesn't. So we have a pretty hefty number of seniors. So we're looking at that. And there's also another housing authority in another town that falls under Franklin's housing authority. So we may also distribute to them. So it's I'm not really sure yet. And we have a ton of homebound too. So.
All get used, right? They will all get used.
I promise. Yep. Thank you.
Catherine, how are we for staffing on Friday?
Good. We're fine. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. Any other questions about that before I move on?
No. Right down to your educational messaging.
Yeah. What fun! Oh my God. Emery and I have been really having fun with this. Has everyone seen our billboard? Yeah, yeah. Good. So we have repeatedly received money from the Central Mass Regional Planning Commission. We've been receiving funds quarterly. And of course, there's criteria to be met in order to use that money and actually receive it. And so I think I told you the second allotment, we did a lot of the banners and stuff at MBTA and up by Dean College. The third allotment, we did the billboard. And of course, all the other funds go to like the VNA and public health nursing, things like that as well. I didn't know if everyone got a chance to see the billboard. DPH is really asking the boards of health to really get this piece out. And I don't know if you saw the social media piece that I did as well. So I took the information about the facts on the vaccine, because a lot of people are still leery about getting it. And we use this Canva, I think it's called. And so basically I'm reading the information and you can see the slides, but you can also see my face down in the corner, just to make it a little bit more intimate for the public and more, kind of informative. So I don't know if you saw that or not. It got posted on social media. So that was kind of fun to do as well, but that was free. So so that's what we've been doing for educational messages. Any questions or on that?
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Down the line. Oh my God, something not COVID on the agenda.
I know.
Discussion?
Yeah. So, Danica Cucci was hired. She actually began, she was an intern down at DPW working with on the GIS system. And Jamie and Karen decided to hire her to help me and Ginny and Tyler with the COVID, with the vaccines, with the guidance that's coming in. So a lot of this would be taken off of my plate. And she had just jumped in head first, and she's just amazing. And I'm so grateful to have her. And she's just a self-starter and, no bones about her. She's just great. And she fit in right away. So I'm happy to say we have her until July 3rd. But I do believe she's going to be staying here for a couple days a week. So she'll still be a part of, helping with answering phones and things like that. So I'm just really grateful to Jamie. That he saw this need and filled it for us. So that's that. Oh, I know. That's okay. Any questions on the new hire?
No, welcome aboard, Danica.
She can't.
I know, she can't communicate back.
I think she's saying something.
Danica, I have students that do that. I swear it's a ruse. My students on Mondays and Wednesdays at 7:45 in the morning, all of a sudden they're just a magic letter with no camera and microphone.
She's great. So then she's going to be working for DPW after.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Norfolk County?
Yeah. Mosquitoes, remember when we were afraid of mosquitoes?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. We thought that was a war. Anyways, I just wanted to give you an update. So we got a notice of aerial larvae control application that will be conducted via helicopter applications. They'll be targeting spring wetland locations in the towns, several towns, obviously, were one of them. And the applications or potential applications, because weather actually plays a huge role in that, will be conducted between April 5th and October 29th. So April 5th is right around the corner. So just in case, you know, any of your constituents start to ask, you'll have that information. But we post this anyways, so it's available to the public. And last but not least, I'm not sure you have this updated agenda. I don't think I had Jenny send it to you, but I...
The one with the Jordan Road?
Yeah. Do you have that?
Oh, okay. Have it on the agenda, yep.
Can I move into that?
Please do.
Okay. So I'm not sure if the board's aware of this property or not. Are you? It was a fire there approximately, how many years ago, Jenny? Four or five? I think four or five.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I remember now.
Yeah. So when I first got here and I realized that no one had done anything about this, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I'm not sure if I mailed a letter or not, but I had a conversation with the owner. And at that time, I gave him until March 2020 to figure out what he's going to do with this property, if he was going to demo it or if he was going to rebuild it. And of course, March came and you know, it was the same thing, same story he was given to my predecessor and to the building commissioner. So on one of our rides with the assistant attorney general for the abandoned housing initiative, I asked her if she could help, understanding that we couldn't get a receiver for this house to rebuild it, because the housing court would they'd frown on this because it was a fire and it should have been condemned a while ago. But they sent a demand letter to him anyways as a courtesy. So I thought, you know, if he gets a letter from the you know, the Attorney General's office, it should be an eyebrow raiser. Well, he's giving her the same story she gave him until March, which was a couple days ago, and he called her in the same story. You know, he hasn't gotten a demo permit. He hasn't, you know, he's a lovely man. I'm not, you know, don't get me wrong about that, but it's the same story. And not to mention there's a lot of other stuff going on that property, which I'll address once I get this house situation under control. But the reason I'm bringing it up to you is that under the state sanitary code, if we condemn a property and it's in this type of condition, the board has the authority to raise the property a year later. Now, I understand that, you know, the town's not going to pay for a demo. But what I would like is your blessing that I move forward with the condemnation. And that way, if when the date is not met, the compliance date is not met, I can bring him to housing court. And there he has to face a judge. And there she or he gives a date of compliance. And we go back if he's not in compliance. And I really feel that, you know, this is justifiable for sure. So, but I wanted to get you on board to just so you know, and to allow me to move forward with this. I mean, I don't generally ask for something like this, but I think it could be, because it's still sitting there, you know, and why haven't we done it sooner type thing. I just kind of wanted to give you the background, and I feel at this point, you know, I got to send a letter from the board. So that being said, I don't know if you have any questions or not.
Yeah, we'll go down the line. Tim, do you have any questions or concerns from that protocol?
No questions. Thanks, Kathleen.
Okay, you're welcome.
Jeff?
No, I don't. I think you're doing it the right way. It's to get his attention. That's all you can do, right?
Right.
Yeah, Kathleen, I would agree. I think that you've exhausted options. We know that housing court, especially now, everything is very delayed, and there's a huge lag in response. So I think that you present as you need to present, and the board supports you. So with that being said, I think, is there a motion to support Kathleen with her endeavors on Jordan Road?
And I think just to, if you could, Bridget, basically vote to condemn the house, just so I have that.
Motion to condemn the property at 76 Jordan Road.
Thanks.
Is there a second?
I second it.
All right, so all in favor? Tim Cochran?
Yes.
Jeff Harris?
Yep.
And the chair votes yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. All right, anything else, Kathleen?
No, I can give you a quick update on 27 Winter Street. Do you remember that property?
So the
bank foreclosed on the property, which is actually good. And Tara spoke to the lawyer, and it will be on the market within the month. They're having one hiccup with the title, not sure what that is. So that should end pretty soon as well.
Great.
Great, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Oh, conflict of interest, Jeff, Bridget, do you need to do it?
I have to take it. I haven't, I know I'm a bad egg. I have 2 more weeks. I'll get it done.
Okay, Jeff, I don't know if you've done it already. It expires in 2 years. You might have done it in the beginning.
I don't know if I've done it, but I'll do it again. So that's okay. You just sent out, right?
Yep, just a reminder.
I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
All right, is there anything else?
Not on my end.
Again, Kathleen, Jenny, Tyler, and now Danica, thanks for all the work you're putting into this. I know the public health, again, is invisible, and we've been too visible with this COVID era, so it is very much appreciated. So the board supports you. I think the majority of the community supports you. I know that this has not been easy, so super appreciative. And with that, I would love to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn the meeting of March 3rd, 2021.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. So we'll go down the line. Tim?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. All right, so we are adjourning at 5:21. Thank you, everyone.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, you too.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.